Yeah, it's really sad. You know, I think, you know, all of us in the room, you know, we've all traveled, you know, on a bus before, and you know, to hear that happened, it's something you definitely never want to hear. And you know, our thoughts and prayers are with you know, with those guys and all their families.
Did you ever feel unsafe on all the times you were on the back roads in the winter on the bus?
No, I don't remember ever being scared. I think you kind of, you know, it's just you know, a thought that never really crosses your mind. It's just, you know, a matter of, you know, you kind of take that for granted of, you know, the weather and, you know, other drivers on the road and all that stuff. It's, you know, it's something I never thought about. And, you know, it's scary to think that, you know, people are going to, you know, people think about it more and more as, you know, as days go on and, you know, something like that happens. It, you know, it's definitely really tough to see for, you know, I know my, you know, my parents, you know, worry about me a lot, and you know, I couldn't imagine what their families are going through.
How much will this affect the hockey community?
You know, it's tough. I think, you know, obviously, you know, the amount of bus trips that, you know, every team takes on a yearly basis is crazy. The hours that guys log on the bus, and for something like that to happen, you know. But I think the hockey community is so tight knit, and you know, people come together when bad things happen like that, and you know, hopefully the whole hockey community and the ones affected, you know, come out of it stronger.
Mark, what's it like as a pro getting ready for a game when something like that happens and having to move forward and you get to game time at 6 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, it's tough. You know when you hear bad news like that. It obviously makes you think about a lot of things. Think about, you know, the, you know, past memories that you even have on the bus, you know, with your buddies in junior and stuff like that. You know, we take buses from the airport, you know, each and every day. So, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, you can't take anything for granted. You know, life is, you know, a special thing that we've been given, and, you know, you just can't ever take it for granted.